When fall is in the air and it's the weekend before Thanksgiving, there's one other thing that enriches this time of year, and that's Las Artistas Art and Fine Craft Show. And with me are two artists, Rick Elkin and Helen Dorian, who both participate in Las Artistas and can tell us all about it. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Yes, tell me first, what do you do? What form of art, Helen?
I'm a jeweler. Metalsmith jeweler. My background initially was in textile and fiber design. I'm from England, and that's where my former education was. And I got my master's here at UTEP, actually,
in
metalsmithing and jewelry.
And Rick, I have seen your work. It is lovely. But tell the listeners about what you do.
I'm a jeweler also. I work in gold and silver, fine gems. I have a long background as a ceramic artist previously, but switched to jewelry about 10 years ago. Having a lot of fun with it.
Interesting. Well, you are two of how many artists that we can see at this year?
We have about 85 artists this year, yeah.
It's grown considerably, hasn't it?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That's a big show. And how did this all start?
Well, it was back in 1970, I believe, and there's a group of ladies decided to get together and just sort of have this sort of backyard kind of craft show. And
oh, it's scary when ladies get together. Watch out.
Yes. Yeah. Things, very determined ladies.
Things happen. Yes, yes. So, yeah, it started out then so small, so grassroots. Before I carry on here, Las Artistas Art and Fine Craft Show will be taking place next Saturday and Sunday. It'll be from 10 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday, and it's at the same place, the First Presbyterian Church Hall, which is toward the back of the facility. That's 1340 Murchison Drive, just east of Brown. Tell me a little bit more about now what it has grown into. What is the process for selecting the artists, and what happens with the proceeds?
As the show has grown over the years, it's become increasingly more and more professional. We've put together a very forward-thinking board of directors that has taken the show in a really neat direction from its grassroots, which was really neat to start with. And many of those members are still with us, or some are still with us today and exhibit. We've instituted a standards policy, which is very strict. We have an application process now through zapplication.org, which is a national artist clearinghouse for shows. So the images come in. Artists submit their images online. They're sorted, and we set up a blind jury of five people. We score the images, and then it's strictly by the numbers who gets in and
what
and
happens
who
if
now.
You end up with all painters or all potters. Do you do any adjusting of the selection?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
we
have
someone to balance the show.
Yeah. So someone might be a really sterling artist of one discipline and have not made the show because there needed to be balance for the purpose of the variety?
It goes first by the jury score,
by
the quality of the work and the quality of the presentation. So we're looking not only at the primary transformation of materials and the creative vision of the artist, but as well as a very, very high level of presentation, a good booth display, a nice presentation of the work. So,
but it's interesting. A show has taken a quantum leap when you know that some artists of excellent quality still occasionally can't get in because it's not a huge enough show to include everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a kind of a sad mark of a really good success, though.
Yeah.
We like to think so.
We're, you know, it's one of the things that makes Las Artistas a really unique show is that it's a small show with 85 artists. We have the ability in a very competitive market to create a show that really has the best of the best. There's nothing else like it in
And it's a good mixture of like local artists as well, you know, from El Paso.
What's the percentage, more or less, do you think?
It's probably, 75 local maybe? No, it's hard to tell.
Hard to say.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
This year with the new application process, we've been attracting artists from across the country.
Yeah,
really,
as the word gets out,
it's
more and more
balanced
people.
At this point.
And there's good feedback. It's a nice homegrown kind of show, I feel.
Tell me about the investment that you have made over the years in the UTEP programs.
Well, gosh, yes. Actually, as a student myself, I was part of, you know, the jewelry show that they have. The students are actually showing their work as well. And it's a project that the students do. And, Yeah, so they've been part of this whole sort of process from almost day one as well. The money then goes back to the department, and it then allows the department to bring in visiting artists, lecturers for demonstrations, and all that kind of wonderful stuff. So it just helps support the program.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as a student myself from UTEP, a former student, and I got my master's there, like I said, it was, you know, it just sort of like brought a little bit more of the outside world to UTEP.
Oh, yes.
Which is quite wonderful, and it just helped develop it more.
And actually, the students have a place to exhibit as part of the show. Is that not the case?
Yes, they do.
I think it's an important step to begin to sell your work as immediately as possible from when you're a student. I mean, there's nothing more encouraging than a fistful of cash.
Ah, yeah. Well, and then there's that little exercise of having
artist.
To schmooze the customer.
Yeah.
You have to talk to people.
Well, that's one thing, too. Yeah, yes. You know, these students have learned how to, well, you know, and I've learned how to over the years, too,
you have
just
to
like develop a relationship with the community, which I think has been quite wonderful.
I think for a lot of artists, that's one exercise that you don't count on is, you wanted to, I'll stay in my studio and just make millions. Not going to happen.
No. You got to get out there.
What else is going to be new and exciting about this year's show?
This year we have a gourmet food truck.
Oh, always a good draw, yes.
It's kind of interesting. It's called Taco Rexico. It's a Mexican-Korean fusion gourmet truck.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's going to be there, and so that'll be really fun. Mm-hmm. That's a new addition. We also have about, out of the 80 booths, more than 30 new artists from across the country this year that are coming to El Paso for the first time. Because of the reputation of Las Artistas that we've gained out there.
Well, in addition to your wonderful jewelry, tell me some of the other exciting things people can see there.
We've got some great ceramics ranging from functional to decorative.
There's some really great women's clothing this year, too.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, which is
really
nice to see
that always perks up the ears.
Well, yeah, and, you know, so the fibers there, obviously, you know, some glass ceramic, glass artists coming in, some leather, some sculpture.
What type of sculpture?
It's metal, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Metal
mm-hmm.
sculptural, sort of like objects.
And glass.
Well.
Yes. I always buy at least a couple of ceramic coffee mugs.
Yeah.
It's just part of my
routine. Oh, I love having my coffee in
routine.
A homemade mug. You know, we got painters, of course.
And among the painters, I'm always happy to see the likes of the Titovits there, which indicates the caliber of artists who invest in being part of the show.
Yep. And then we've got wood. We've got some wonderful
the woodworkers
from El Paso, of course.
We do, and we have very fascinating couple woodworkers, the Setons from up around Albuquerque. They do some fascinating boxes and different sorts of vessels with exotic woods that are just amazing.
Well, the very first time that I was aware of our local woodworkers group, their stuff was lovely. Mm-hmm. It was really quite lovely. But now, when I see what they are producing, it's a stunning evolution. I mean, they've really put out some gorgeous products, some of which are down at the museum store, El Paso Museum of
the
Art.
The museum store has some
sweet.
Works there.
I like that.
Yep.
So, no, it's good. We're bringing in a lot of people, and so hopefully people will come and sort of see all this wonderful stuff that they can buy and, you know, for themselves or as well as gifts for other people out there. So,
Oh, definitely the gift issue. Yes. Tis the time. Don't resist. This is the place to go with your list and pick up multiples. What the heck? That way you only have to choose one really cool
and
thing.
And there's a uniqueness, too. I mean, a lot of these things are one-offs. You know, there's a unique quality to all these pieces that people are going to find. You're not going to find them pretty much anywhere else in stores.
What about people who want to take kids?
Kids are fine. They're welcome.
No problem. It's not.
One of the greatest things you can do is expose a kid to art.
Absolutely.
And a show like this is a wonderful, wonderful educational experience.
It's a family
environment. Yeah, and there's been a nice outdoor area previously. There's grass and trees.
There still is,
good. So it's an indoor-outdoor deal.
And do a little something. So, I mean, there's always, you know.
Vince is going to have his students set up an outdoor sculpture garden of their projects from UTEP Ceramics this year. And we may even have some demonstrations. We'll see.
Always a powerful thing with kids. You can trace back to the moment that an artist was inspired to become who they are and do what they do, oftentimes by seeing someone do it.
Yep. Yeah.
So very, very important aspect.
My first trip to Williamsburg, Virginia as a kid.
You were infected.
I was.
Yeah.
I saw the potters.
Yeah, I think
you
by,
can remember
when
those
you see
things.
The process, yeah. I think it becomes real to somebody. So
absolutely. My guest today, jewelers Rick Elkin and Helen Dorian, who will be at this year's Las Artistas Arts and Fine Crafts show and sale, of course. That's at 1340 Murchison Drive, right near Brown Street at the First Presbyterian Church Hall, which is toward the back. The show takes place next Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 4 p.m. Proceeds from this wonderful show go to support part of the proceeds. Go to support the UTEP metals and ceramic students, and it is simply the place to be. For more information, you can go to lasartistas.org. Thank you so much for coming in, and I'll see you there.
Thank you.